Hello, everybody, and welcome back. This is the Collaborators Unite podcast. Chuck Anderson here, your host, and this is our show for what we call big impact entrepreneurs. And that is you if your mission is to make a big positive impact in the lives of your clients, your community, and even the world. And when we ask our audience, of course they want to make money, but when we ask them what their number one value is, it's to make a big impact. And they feel strongly that the work that they do or the gifts that they have is capable of making that big impact. So I like to interview my friends and fellow experts in the transformational community who can help you to make an even bigger impact. And today you're in for a big treat because this is not only someone who can help you, but a friend of mine as well. I have Maury Zelkovich here, who is the creator of the Maury Method and lots of other really cool things you're going to hear about that can help you in various ways. It can help your clients, it can help you, and all of the various things that can come along with trying to make a big impact. We have good days, we have bad days, and Maury's work can help you in more ways than I can even describe. So first of all, Maury, welcome. And I'm glad that, I don't know what took us so long, but I'm glad you're finally here.
Yeah, thanks, Chuck. You know, everything in its time, and this has been literally probably a couple of years in the making. But it's my pleasure to be here, and I'm happy to be of service. If I can help somebody to feel a bit better about themselves, have more confidence, present that confidence to the people they're speaking with, then they'll be able to sell more. And I agree with what you said entirely. When people sell their service or product, they're actually making someone's life easier. So I'm all for that.
Yeah. And, you know, maybe everyone has their own definition of what impact is, but mine has always been to help people live happier, more fulfilling lives in whatever that means to them. There's the tactical things that we do to try to do that, but that's the ultimate mission, is to help people live better lives. And that's also the work that you do as well. So there's so much to unpack here, especially with the confidence and all of that, but you have one of the most interesting backstories I've ever heard, and it gets me every time. I'm wondering if you wouldn't mind sharing, you know, your story and how it came to be that you're doing what you're doing now.
Sure. Thank you for asking. So I actually spent the first 40 odd years of my life wanting to be dead. Imagine the darkest room you've ever been in. That's a bright sunny day for me for those 40 years. I literally feel like I'm about 1,000 years old. Anyone who's ever felt bad or depressed, even for a few minutes, know how long those few minutes felt. And imagine 40 years of that, you know, going from depression to super depression. And when I felt better, I was back up at depression again. So throughout all of that, I won't get into all of the symptoms and all of the problems that were inherent in it. Suffice it to say, I tried to end my life at least half a dozen times. The thing is, if I truly wanted to end my life, one should have been enough. When I realized that I couldn't find a way to die, I had to find a way to live. And that's really what started me on the path to trying to understand what's going on here in my brain. Because that's where all the negative thinking was. That's where all the spite, the hate, the anger, that's where it all was born. And I tried everything. I went to doctors and psychiatrists, and I went to clinicians and homeopaths and naturopaths. And I could go on forever, but we have a limited time today. So I went to see pretty much everybody. I tried everything, including drugs and hypnosis and meditations and anything, breathing, EMDR, anything and everything I could find, and nothing helped me. Absolutely nothing helped me. So I thought, maybe I need to stop just throwing crap against the wall and hoping something sticks and try to understand what's going on. So I went to a place that I call the paper internet. Do you remember what I told you that was, Chuck?
That was some time ago. So yeah, the paper internet.
Yeah. Well, I'm 60, almost 64 years old now. So when I started my trek and my path to be well, they had libraries. They didn't have the internet. And libraries are essentially a paper internet. So I went there and I started studying neurobiology, neurophysics, neurology journals, psychology, perception, sociology, even quantum physics. Anything I could find that might help me understand why I perceived my existence in the world the way I did. As I'm studying all these things, I'm starting to reach out to weirder and weirder modalities. And one of them that I found, and I wish I could tell you I invented it, but it's brainwave entrainment, which uses sound or pulse lights or things like that to alter brainwave activity. And that changes neural chemistry. And by changing the chemistry, it changes our behavior and our perception of that behavior. So I tried the stuff that was there because, like I said, I didn't invent it, but it didn't help me. Something stuck in my mind, though. It seemed to me that every time I tried a different brand or a different type, it was the same thing, just packaged differently. It didn't change. So it was my mission to change it. When I did, I started feeling better. As I got better and better and better, more and more people noticed. They asked, what am I doing? I shared a couple of recordings. And the long story short, if that ship hasn't already sailed, is it turned into a business because it turns out I'm not the only person with a brain. Apparently everybody has one. And using this kind of technology, which is so simple, you literally put on a pair of headphones and you lie down for have a nap for half an hour. That's it. That's all you have to do. And it helps you to see light again. At least that's what it did for me. So that's kind of my story in a bridged version.
Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, I'm very grateful that the story had the happy ending that it did. Thank Otherwise, you and I wouldn't even be here talking right now and have become friends over the years. So there's that. But also the trans, you know, like coming, what I guess what really stands out to me in your story, Maury, is that, you know, from this place of apparent darkness, this discovery, and not only has it created lightness in your life, but now take that a step further, and it's having this enormous ripple effect in terms of the lives of others, because now this technology that you have developed that has helped you is now helping countless others with their lives. Maybe they are depressed, or maybe it's something else. I mean, it can help with a whole lot of things. So there's that.
So just to interject something quickly here, even though it brought me out of my abyss, don't make the mistake of thinking that's all it can do. It also helped me with my business. It also helped me with my life. It helped me with my relationships. And even things that I didn't have as a problem, it helped me to get better at. So that's the thing about exercise. You exercise your body. It doesn't mean all you can do is lift weights and go jogging more. Those muscle groups can now be used for anything. That's the same thing with your brain. And as my brain got stronger and more resilient and more creative, I found that I was better at doing a lot of things. So sorry to interrupt, but I just wanted to.
No. And that's a very, very important distinction, because there's, for anyone listening in, I mean, it could really be anything in your life. Like if you have any sort of obstacle of like you have a condition where you're here and you want to be here, and it can help you with that, whatever it is, right? Yeah. Like I said, you know, like you said, financial, relationships, spiritual, like it can be so many different things. So I know that you refer to yourself as as a brainwave entrainment engineer, right?
Yes.
What is brainwave entrainment? Like what is that? And, or does it matter? Do we need to even know what that is? Is it, you know, maybe the better question is who needs it and why, but let's start there, right?
It's kind of like driving a car. I don't know how to fix a car. I really don't understand how the engine works and all the compression and all the gears and everything. But all I really need to know is how to use it and the benefits I get from using it. So brainwave entrainment. And the funny thing is, a lot of people think it's kind of woo-woo, it's pseudoscience, that kind of thing. The truth is, if you can call it truth, is that everybody's experienced it on one level or another. If you've liked music and you bop your head and you tap your toes mindlessly, believe it or not, that's a form of entrainment where features of yourself are actually following a frequency that is external, like the drum beat or the bass line of music that you're enjoying. It just happens. So what we do is we concentrate on stimulating your neurons, which are your brain cells. And by stimulating those and getting them to follow the frequency the same way your toe is tapping, that allows the neuron in question to release chemistry. This is what happens. When we think, when we're influenced by anything, when we are given a stimulation, the feeling we get is actually the result of a chemical reaction. So depending on the region of the brain and the frequency that the neuron is pulsing at, now it doesn't pulse like a heart pulses. It pulses more like you're at a light switch and you're turning it on and turning it off and turning it on and turning it off. And the more that happens, and at the varying rates it happens and regions of the brain, it releases different chemicals. Things like endorphins and hormones and neurotransmitters. And if you combine them in a certain way, it's like making a meal. If you combine the ingredients properly, you have a healthy, tasty meal. If you don't combine them in a healthy, tasty way, they can taste rather bad. And that's kind of what happens. So if you're angry, if you're upset, if you're excited, whatever you feel as a result of these things is actually the product of you're making some kind of a decision process, which then turns into a neurochemical process, which then allows you to feel what you feel. Now, keep in mind that it took me 30 seconds to say that, but in you, it happens like that. So,
this question is happening all the time.
Yeah, it happens every second, whether you're awake, you're asleep, it doesn't matter. So what you do basically, I mean, we have visual aspects as well, but let's keep it simple. You put on a pair of headphones, you adjust the volume to something I would say conversational. So however loud you're hearing me speak right now would be the volume you pick. You lay down or you sit with head support and you close your eyes. You can even go for a nap. Everything happens automatically. It's like when you push the button for your car to start. And the engine goes in and starts doing its stuff. You don't have to think about what it's doing. It's just doing it. And the same thing happens with your brain because it reacts to these things naturally. When we're depressed, when we're sad, when we're angry, when we're fearful, all these things are usually the result of us thinking things and often in a loop. And the more we loop it, the more afraid we get, the more depressed we get, the more frightened we get. And by interrupting that pattern, and pattern interrupts are valuable. I mean, they're written about all over the place. But if you can interrupt that pattern, it shows light where maybe you're only seeing darkness. And when you see light, you believe that there's an option now, whereas before there was no option. You were just kind of reaching out, hoping for the best. And that's what happened to me with my depression. The very first time I listened, I saw a speck of light, which I had never seen before. So again, you put on the headphones, you lay down or you sit with head support. There's nothing to do. There's nothing to learn. There's nothing to, it doesn't even matter what you think. You just let it happen and let nature take its course, really.
You know, that I think is the truly amazing part. And, you know, coming from the transformational industry where, you know, everything is a course, everything is a coaching program. And your thing is so unique because it's like, nope, you don't really have to do anything other than just, you know, listen to the recording, lie back, and just let it do its thing. You don't have to control anything, just let it do its thing. And that's what's so amazing. Do you have, again, acknowledge your story and where this all came from? Is there any like client stories that you can share? Like someone who hears what was happening, they did this thing and here's this new thing that happened.
So I have a female client who, and they're not really clients because very few of them even talk to me, but she had a stroke and she attributes my work to bringing her back from the stroke. I had right around the beginning in 2007, 2008, I had a family with an autistic child. I think at the time he was 26, had a younger brother, 10 years old. And the parents wrote me a letter saying, where have you been all our lives? My son is using your recordings, which cost like a couple $100. And we've spent thousands and thousands and tens of thousands of dollars on medications and on doctors and on specialty programs and not gotten anywhere near the results. He was non-communicative. So he would pretty much stare into the oblivion. They freaked out when he actually walked up to his dad with a book in his hand and asked his dad to read it to him. They caught him talking to his younger brother a number of times, and he never did any of these things. You know, your brain is the most important part of what I do. And of course, I have nothing to do with your brain. However, your brain knows, your mind knows what it is you need, where you need to grow, where you need to develop, what you need to do. You don't even need to be consciously aware of it for the work to do its trick. Because what it does is it's stimulating your neurons, it's stimulating your creativity, it's stimulating, and then you literally are figuring it out for yourself. So I'll have a product. I have a product called Quantum Mind Method, for instance. I've got testimonials coming out the quote-unquote wazoo from that.
And I think wazoo is a technical term. I looked it up.
It is a scientific term. So exactly. But I don't think I have one testimonial that sounds like the other. Mm-hmm. From them. And that's the beautiful, one of the beautiful things about brainwave entrainment in general is if it's properly engineered, you're always going to get more than you wanted, more than you bargained for. You maybe want to improve your self-confidence and self-esteem. So that is a targeted goal you have. But again, much like exercise, just because you want to lift weights and you want to run doesn't mean you can't do other things now because you can lift more weight and because you can run. And that's really the trick here. The trick is I treat your brain like a muscle. And if you treat it like a muscle, you'll be much better off. That's the tricky thing with AI, by the way. AI is brilliant and it's fantastic and it's getting better and better and better all the time. The three biggest companies came up with updates just like within the last week. The thing is, AI can help you and stimulate your mind and stimulate your thinking and actually make you more intelligent because of the interaction. If you just say, write me a 7-part email for my grapple grommer. Is there such a thing as a grapple grommer?
It's a technical term. I looked it up.
Yeah, let's look that up afterwards. But, you know, if you just do that and then you give it in and you send it out, you're actually using a cane and a crutch and you're not using that muscle, which is your brain. I saw this, I cracked up and cried at the same time. A student in university submitted an essay to his professor, and his professor posted it, I think, on Facebook or somewhere. At the end of it, first of all, it had all those extra long hyphens, which mm-hmm. is a classic giveaway. But at the very end of it, and this just goes to show you, the student obviously did this like 20 minutes before it was due. At the very bottom, it said three extra things. One of them was, and you can get a gist for the rest, if you'd like me to write this in a shorter, more spoken aspect so you can present it to a class, let me know, which is the classic thing AI does at the end, right? It says, so obviously they just did the whole thing in AI. They copied and pasted it. They didn't even look at it to see if it made sense. That's the kind of person whose brain is going to turn to pablum and mush. But if you use the tools around you intelligently, they can actually be a tool that helps you to grow and helps you to be much more powerful. And that's indeed part of what I do with my brainwave entrainment technology.
I love so much. First of all, the case studies are amazing. And this, the diversity of it in terms of it's not just one problem or it's not just one condition that it has helped with, because we really bring ourselves to everything that we do. Our brain comes with us, whether we like it or not. Although I did meet some people on the airport yesterday that I think they forgot to pack their brain, but that's another story for another day. That sounds very judgmental. But we always take our brains with us, right? And we apply it to everything that we do. And so I think that to me is why your stuff works, you know, so incredibly well. You know, in terms of the audience that we're working with, we work with a lot of coaches and consultants and healers and practitioners and course creators and book authors and speakers. And so I think there's two sides of the coin here. And I'm wondering if we can sort of address both. Is one is they themselves in terms of what, you know, them bringing themselves to the work that they're doing and making a big impact and doing it confidently and all of that. And there's, you know, you hear things like imposter syndrome and all of that kind of stuff that which is just another way of describing, you know, I'm here and I wish I was here, right? My impact is here and I wish I was making this impact. So there's that side. And then the other side is, because what I just described to this audience, we all work with customers and clients who also want more. They also feel like they're here and would like to be here. So let's talk to both sides. One is the, you know, first of all, the expert who's trying to make a bigger impact, but then also like, how could they use this to accelerate or even improve on what they're already being able to do with their clients?
So that's an interesting double-edged sword almost. Mm-hmm. when we're looking at ourselves, like, because one of it is looking at, you're asking me to look at it from the perspective of the provider. Mm-hmm. And then the other end of, or the other side of the sword is looking at it from the perspective of the person getting provided for. So when you're talking about coaching and things like that, you need to be intuitive. You need to be able to, you know, you don't necessarily have to be in front of someone, but Zoom is an excellent way to see someone and to see their facial expressions. You can see if what you're saying is landing or not. So the important thing is you need to be alert and aware. You need to have confidence in yourself, because if you're questioning yourself all the time, or if you're making comments and your client is rolling their eyes every time you make a comment, you know you're not on the right track. You're losing them. These people are paying you money, usually an hourly rate or by project, and usually it's not cheap. You're not charging them like $19.95, you know? Yeah, I'll work with you for a year for $20. You're not doing that. So you need to show value. You need to show results. It's not enough. You know, they used to say that there's a dummy born every minute. I was one of those dummies and I kept getting reborn every minute, because I would believe anybody's story. You know, when I first got on the internet, it was like, oh, I can do this for you. I can do that for you. I can do this. I can do that. Sure. Please do it for me. Oh, please do it for me. Oh, please do it for me. And I got nothing. I felt like I was giving money to charity. But at least to charity, some of it might go to the purpose. I even had one case where a company thought I was on hold and I wasn't, and they were giggling about me, thinking, I've got this guy on the hook. If he says yes, I'm going to put him on my calendar for a month from now just to tell him we've been trying, still no luck. And that's the work they were going to do. And they were going to scam me out of like $5,000. So the idea is you need to present with confidence. You need to present knowledgeable. You need to present as honest. If you can present yourself those ways with confidence, then your clients will be patient. They'll give you time. They'll give you the information. They'll be more likely to do what you ask them to do to help you, to help them to be more successful. Look, your ultimate secret for success isn't how many people you get as clients. It's how many of these people you get actually get the benefits they paid for. And a lot of that comes from your willingness to research your own business and your own techniques, but also how you present yourself to your clients. When you're doing that 30-second or 60-second networking pitch, however you come across your clients, that's what matters. You want to be lively, you want to be entertaining, sure, but you need to be confident. And that is the biggest thing. Confidence is like fear. Confidence is like love. Confidence is like anything else. It's a neurochemical reaction. If you meditate regularly using, for instance, my recordings, I mean, there's many other ways. There's breathing techniques. There's all kinds of different things you can do. What they do is they allow you to achieve these states so that you're not afraid. You're not suffering from imposter syndrome. You're more confident in what you do, which makes your client more confident in what you're saying, which makes them, again, more likely to follow through, which makes you more likely to succeed. Everybody succeeds that way. When it comes from the perspective of your client, it's important to read them carefully so you can understand where their fears are, where their problems are, where they perceive their issues to be, and where you perceive them to be. Are you guys on the same planet? Even, never mind on the same page. You need to make sure you're speaking the same language they are. And it's not about your genius. It's about how well you can adapt your genius to their needs and their desires. And again, brainwave entrainment allows you to match up that way, because it kind of gets rid of the whole imposter syndrome thing. Because, hey, these people thought enough of you to actually hire you. That should get rid of imposter syndrome right there. If you're still suffering from imposter syndrome, you need to question yourself as to why you're doing what you're doing. You're doing it because you're confident. Don't let other outside influences get in the way of that confidence. And that's where brainwave entrainment comes in. You know, when I do a webinar, Chuck, or I'm talking like I am now and I make a mistake, most people will quickly just pave over it. Hopefully no one noticed. I will point it out that I made the mistake. And I will also point out that you'll notice I pointed out I made a mistake. I'm human. I'm okay making a mistake. And I wanted to point it out to you so you could see that using these recordings that I've created make me so comfortable in my own skin that I don't think I'm less of a person or less professional just because I flubbed a word. You know, I said live instead of love. No, I'm a horrible person. I just destroyed my credibility. No, I didn't. I'm a human. That might even endear you to people when you make the odd mistake. So be careful when you're editing your videos. Like, don't cut everything out because you want to be professional. people want a human being to deal with. They don't want a robot. And that's the bottom line. So I have a lot of coaches actually who are affiliates of mine, and they actually offer recordings to their clients to help them. Because let's face it, Chuck, if you see a client, let's say twice a month, that might be a lot because you have a lot of clients. What if the client needs you another time and at another moment, maybe 3 o'clock on a Sunday night morning? See, night, morning, right? Little flubbed word there. But the point is, what if they need you and they can't access you? Well, if they have a tool that you've given them, it's like you're there with them. I even do custom triliminals, which is something we can get into if we do another call another time. But I do custom triliminals in the coach's voice. So that way, if the client needs the coach right there, the coach is actually talking to them here, here, and here in three different perspectives, embedding the lessons and the good idea and intellect that the coach has been teaching to the other coach or to their client. So there's lots of things that we can do. And often what you perceive as a negative is actually a positive. And I'll stop my thought with that.
Yeah, we could probably do a whole other episode just on some of these things. And there's several tangents we could go on, but I love everything you just said. And it is so true. But I like how your program can help to, you know, quiet that self-talk that leads us to believe in imposter syndrome in the first place. And, you know, and imagine going forward confidently. And then you can use the technology to be proactive. So if you have something important to do, like a webinar or speaking opportunity or whatever, you know, put on the headphones and listen to this before you go on stage and then notice the difference.
You're wonderful. Sorry, I just want to finish with, you're wonderful. You're wonderful, Chuck. Everyone listening to this is wonderful. And the minute you start believing that, your whole life is going to change. How you act and react is going to change. It's a beautiful cascade of love, joy, peace, contentment, and success.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and start to take inventory of your greatness versus your shortcomings. And, you know, one of my mentors always says, like, you know, whatever you focus on, you're going to get more of. So if you're focusing on deficiencies, that's what you're going to see. If you're focusing on greatness, that's what you're going to see. And so I'll end that thought with that, because I could do an whole episode just on that. Maury, I want to give people a way to connect with you and to experience what you do. What's the best way for them to get started with the work that you do?
Well, to be honest, I think the best way would be, there will be a link likely underneath this video, and that would be the best place to get started. There will be a special offer there that will be for you and you alone. And on top of that, even if you don't want to take the offer, you're going to get about a 15-minute recording that'll blow your mind in a very gentle, in a very nice way. I just want to warn you that if there's things you've been putting off doing, get ready to do them.
Oh, you mean like a solution to procrastination?
It's actually called digital coffee.
Digital coffee. Wow. Yeah. So it's almost like digital caffeine.
Yeah, without the crash, without any of the problems. And if you spill it, it won't destroy your keyboard.
Yeah. And I need that, because 9 keys on my keyboard no longer work for that very reason. So yes, look beneath this video for all of Maury's links. Go and connect there, get that recording, and watch out, because I can tell you, as someone who's known Maury for a few years now, and I've experienced his recordings, him and I have done webinars together, and he's a friend and collaborator in many ways, you are in for a treat. Click the links beneath this video. If you're listening to this on podcast, just go into the on your phone there, and all of the links are there as well. Maury, thank you. And I hope this is the first of many, and we'll have you come back and speak at some of our events and stuff like that. And any time with you is time well spent, in my opinion. Any final words of wisdom or piece of advice for our audience as we sign off?
I would just say that happiness, whatever that means for you, is actually a choice. And you alluded to this. You said what you look for is what you find. So if you're looking for happiness, you will find reasons to be happy. If you're not happy now, Just start looking at any little thing, a butterfly, a little baby, whatever it takes to put a smile on your face. And then just focus on that and other beautiful things will come into your life or appear to come into your life also. So choose to be happy.
Choose to be happy. Maury, thank you. And those are beautiful words to end this episode by. And to our audience, thank you as well. And I want this time to really be meaningful and impactful for you. If there's something that stood out to you, take an action towards that today. And one action that you can definitely take, and it's a super easy one, is click the link below this video and go and try this technology for yourself. And like Maury said, be ready for the increase in productivity. Now, remember that you are on a mission to make a big impact, and everything that you are doing is valuable. And that big impact you want to make is possible. You might be one collaboration away from the big breakthrough you need to make that bigger impact. And perhaps Maury is the person to collaborate with. We like to present our guests as people who you should learn from, connect from, and let them help you do what they do to, so you can make that bigger impact. And if you're ever questioning that in your life, just remember that the only way to fail is to quit, and that there's no obstacle too big to be overcome. There's no problem too big to be solved. And so you, again, look for those solutions through our guests, through others, collaborating with others, and keep moving forward, everyone. We'll see you on the next one. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by the Collaborators Toolkit. If you're looking for better ways to grow and scale your business through collaborations and strategic partnerships, our free Collaborators Toolkit contains the best resources from our workshops as well as contributions from our guests. These tools could be the missing link that you've been looking for to solve everyday business challenges and to access highly effective ideas that can grow your business exponentially. The best part is that these resources, tools, and templates are completely free and our gift to you for being a valued member of our community and a subscriber to our show. You can get free instant access to the Collaborators Toolkit today by visiting our website at www.collaboratorsunite.com/toolkit. That address again is www.collaboratorsunite.com/toolkit. Register today and I'll see you on the inside.